You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, February the 5th of 2025. Temperature up 3 degrees in the past hour, 4 degrees above zero here in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Winds continue to be calm, so again, not bad out there to begin things. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number 2 of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Well, I know in the last half hour, been a little bit negative, but I do believe right now that we need to have our hair on fire. We need to talk about this a lot. I mean, yeah, Beyonce won a Grammy, so be it. But there's a coup going on in our government. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing illegal thing after illegal thing. We need to talk about it. And I'm going to continue to talk about it. It reminds me so much, and I got another story that is going to not be a sunshiny start story, but it reminds me of what's being done in Wausau with folks down the street at another radio station sending out their lunatics to scream and yell. There are racists going after federal health workers. I'm going to tell you about that because this is the kind of people these people are. I'm going to do that in a few minutes, but let's take a deep breath. Let's take a step back. Let's get the optimism back. Yeah. Because the person that walks me off the ledge every morning, our in-studio engineer, producer, Ian Welsh. Mm-hmm. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Reminder that coming up, we will have our discussion. We have every first Wednesday of the month with Christine Daniels, executive director of the Good News Project. She'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. And then after that, we'll have our daily history lesson, including our number for the day quiz,
mm-hmm.
which we give to Ian each and every morning at 9:55. How are you doing this week?
Oh, I am a 0 for 2.
Yeah. Are you optimistic, though, that you're going to turn it around?
You know what? I am. I am optimistic. I'm going to get a win. And today I'm going to start to get back on the winning track.
I have not looked yet to see what the topic is. Let me pull it up here. I've been so crazy here this morning. I haven't gone back and looked at our February 5th information here that I received.
If you were here for Monday's question, it was the percentage of kids who like their sandwiches cut diagonally, and that was definitely an interesting question. I did not get that one right. But then yesterday's question was about the anniversary of YouTube, and they should be celebrating a birthday coming up. It's going to be their 20th anniversary because since they first came out in 2005. It's crazy how that YouTube started in like the early 2000s, and 20 years later, it's still going strong.
It's going stronger than ever.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I am going off the grid today.
Okay, you're calling an audible.
I'm calling an audible. Our topic for the number for the day quiz today will be Super Bowl commercials.
Ooh.
Of course, the Super Bowl coming up Sunday, Super Bowl 59. And Ooh. Speaking of the Super Bowl, and again, eventually we're going to lift things up, but I am really annoyed because the NFL has, if you've noticed in NFL games in the end zones, they'll have messages, and it'll say, end racism, or choose love. But
see, those posters I like to see.
But the NFL, according to a report that came out yesterday, will not include the message, end racism, in the end zone at the Super Bowl for the first time since 2021. Can you believe that? They have decided for the Super Bowl to remove that starting this Sunday.
I don't think that's a smart decision.
They will have other phrases. It takes all of us and choose love. But an NFL spokesman said the choice of messages was made in response to several deadly tragedies throughout the United States since the start of the new year. But the idea that they're going to remove it for the first time in a number of years after the start of a new term of a man that is a racist. It comes across as wanting to avoid annoying the racist in the White House. And
well, they're going to be annoyed anyway. It doesn't matter if there's a sign or not, because there's still people. I'm willing to bet that there are going to be people at the Super Bowl that have end racism signs.
I will give credit to Roger Goodell, however, the commissioner of the NFL, because at his Super Bowl press conference, he was asked about the NFL's diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, because Donald Trump and MAGAs have been going after him.
Constantly.
He says the NFL will not be scaling back their DEI programs, even as many other corporations have scaled back their operations since the election of Donald J. Trump. Goodell said, "We got into diversity efforts because we felt it was the right thing for the NFL, and we're going to continue those efforts because we've not only convinced ourselves, I think we've proven ourselves that it does make the NFL better. And it's made America better." He says, "We're not in this because it's a trend to get in or a trend to get out of. Our efforts are fundamental in trying to attract the best possible talent into the NFL, both on and off the field, as I said previously."
Well said.
And it's about getting the best talent, making sure that those who were below the radar previously get opportunities.
Yeah.
It's not about lowering the bar.
Mm-mm.
Much like Trump and his minions keep saying.
We're not lowering the bar. We're giving everybody a fair chance, despite of where they come from, how much money they make, and their talents. It's about equal opportunities for everybody.
And I got to tell you about this other story that involves DEI. Last night on NBC News, NBCNews.com, federal health workers are expressing fear and alarm after a website called DEI Watch List published the photos, names, and public information of a number of workers across health agencies, describing them at one point as, quote, targets.
That's horrible.
It's unclear when the website, which lists mostly black employees who work in agencies primarily within the Department of Health and Human Services, first appeared. Get this. Offenses for the workers listed on the website include working on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Oh, brother.
Donating to Democrats. And, God forbid, using pronouns in their bios.
Oh, for Pete's
offenses. Sake. The website, a government worker said, is being circulated among multiple private groups of chats of federal health workers across agencies, as well as through social media links. The executive director of the American Public Health Association said this is a scare tactic to try to intimidate people who are trying to do their work and do it admirably. It's clear racism. We have a racist leading this government, and now it is trickling down again and again and again.
Something has to be done.
A government worker said they found out theirs was among the names on the website yesterday afternoon after a former co-worker sent them the link on social media. The person said, "It's unnerving. My name and my picture is there. And in 2025, it's very simple to Google and look up someone's home address and all kinds of things that potentially put me at risk. I don't know what the intention of the list is for. It's just kind of a scary place to be." On Tuesday evening, the site listed photos of employees and linked to further information about them under the headline Targets. But later last night, the headline on each page had been changed to Dossiers. Still the same thing. Unbelievable. And it reminds me of what happened last week at the Wausau City Council meeting when Meg Ellefson and WSAU sent their minions over there to start screaming and yelling at those who were trying to get some accountability to the mayor for hauling away a Dropbox.
Seriously, I mean, what do they think?
These people are going after other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong. It's wrong on every sense. There is no sense of decency out there with these people. It's just not right.
Sense of maturity with some people either. It's like they think they can act like a children who are at these meetings instead of just trying to have a conversation. And it's like people who grow up and learn to act like a chivalrous person.
All right, we are going to take a step away from all of this.
Good idea.
Coming up in just a little bit, Christine Daniels of the Good News Project, and I'm going to talk a little sports coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Just heard a promo to join us. Believe me, You come here. I'm not always crazy. Just today, there was one of those days where I felt like we needed to talk a lot about what is happening, what's going on in terms of the takeover, the coup going on in our government. So I'm not crazy all the time, but if you're somebody that would like to be involved, again, send us a message. You can get it to me. I'll make sure Chuck gets it, but send it directly, chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us, or reach out to me as well, because great opportunities here at Civic Media. Tonight, we have the big high school sports show, 6 till 8 p.m. Jeff Gress and myself talk high school sports, focusing on basketball and hockey this time of year, plus special guests, our coach guest this week, from Stratford, their boys basketball coach, Kurt Schmidt. He'll be with us at 6:25. And then at 7:06, our student-athlete guest from Wausau West, outstanding senior boys basketball player, will be talking to Griffin Lang. So that's tonight, big high school sports show, 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Also, speaking of more positive stories, and coming up later this morning, in fact, over at Wausau West at 11 o'clock. I'm going to be heading over there and be part of a signing ceremony. There will be four student-athletes from Wausau West who will be continuing their athletic and academic careers at the next level. And it's always so much fun because those events, the kids sign their letter of intent. Their parents are there, their family members are there, their friends are there, their classmates are there, their teammates are there.
It's very supportive.
Their teachers are there. A media person or two is there.
Yeah.
It really is one of the fun aspects. And I've said this before, how one of the best parts of the job is when we do have the kids come on, whether it's athletes or theater kids or whoever it may be.
Yeah.
I love having the opportunity to speak to the young people, because despite all the troubles we have right now, and there are a lot of troubles, and we're going to have to fight against some bad people, I do still hold hope that the young people are going to help get us to a brighter future, and we're going to continue to be able to do that. Oh, next week, the Children's Theater. What's the show? Is it Les Mis?
Yep, Les Mis.
I was contacted yesterday by the one of the people involved in that, and we're going to set up a chance to get some of the folks involved in that production with us next week. So again, we always enjoy doing that. And again, it's not always as heavy as it's been so far today, but we'll make sure to loosen it up just a little bit once in a while too as well. So again, absolutely. I appreciate you folks sticking with us as I vented for the better part of an hour. Last night, high school sports, I was at Marathon Park, Wausau West in hockey, defeating East Merrill United by a score of 10-2. Also in hockey last night, Mosinee in a great Northern Conference playoff, shut out Medford 7-0. Wisconsin Rapids fell to Thomas Sparta 2-0. Northern Pines over Antigo 9-3. High school boys basketball last night, game that was heard right here on 98.9 WXCO. Tom Weaver had the call as Marathon defeated Newman Catholic 68-40. Red Raiders continue to get good production from True Thurs. He led the way with 13 points. Ian Shuda had 11. Quincy Fender led the Cards with 18 points. Also last night, good win for DC Everest in boys hoops, beating Mosinee 87-80. Wausau East topped Lakeland 82-71. Wausau West wins again, beating Rhinelander 56-47. Also last night, Stratford over Edgar 65-47. North and Lutheran fell to White Lake by a score of 55-42. Faith Christian lost to Bowler 73-45. Also last night, Assumption loses to Auburndale. It was Athens edging Phillips and Rib Lake over Abbotsford. High school girls basketball, a lot of non-conference play. Medford beat Wausau East 67-13. Marshfield over Baraboo. Stevens Point beat Rhinelander. Stratford over Loyal. It was North and Lutheran falling to Iola Scandinavia. It was Boulder beating Faith Christian. Owen Withy top Prentice, and Spencer beat Thorpe. Tomorrow night, we have a big one in high school hockey. Always one of my favorite games of the year when DC Everest comes to Marathon Park, because the park usually is packed. Short trip for the Evergreen fans. It should be a big one. Second place in the conference on the line. DC Everest at Wausau West. High school hockey tomorrow night. 6:50 for the pregame. 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And Ian, why do we do it?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports in the area, and we will continue to do so for many, many, many years.
That is the hope. As long as my voice holds out.
I'm sure it will.
I think we're getting better. We're getting better. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Christine Daniels, the executive director of the Good News Project. That's straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Time is 9:34 on this Hump Day Wednesday. Christine, do you know what Hump Day Wednesday means?
Middle of the week.
It means we're heading downhill towards the weekend.
Fantastic.
We have the momentum. Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project. First Wednesday of the month, always wonderful to see you.
It's always nice to be here.
And there's always so much interesting stuff to talk about.
I agree.
I guess before we start talking about the topic today, what's been going on since we last talked?
Oh, wow. What's been going on?
sort of a general, and then we'll get to specific. But I know there's always a lot going on. And
yeah.
Anything you want to kind of pump up, I guess, number one, of course, you always want to talk about Friday recycling. Number two,
of course,
something that, again, I think is always good to underline, pay a visit. Because if you really want to know what you folks are doing at the Good News Project, you love to show people around.
We sure do. Yeah, we love to give a tour. You know, we're looking for board members right now. I'm not sure if I mentioned that last time, but we need about 3 board members coming in April. And we don't want just anybody. We want someone who shares our values. And we're looking for specific skill sets,
right,
like people in facilities, anyone with a legal background, so we can have an attorney on our board. Our previous one termed off. So if anyone's interested in learning more about Good News Project and looking perhaps for, you know, board membership, but don't do it because you want it on your resume. Do it because you have a heart for the mission.
How many years have you been involved with Good News?
This will be my 25th.
I'm guessing it's not for your resume.
It's not. It's not. It's for the people. It's for the clients. It's for doing something that I love and feeling like I can actually make a positive change in the world.
I am going to put you on a spot here.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, you just said positive change for the world.
Yeah.
And we were talking off the air, and I said I've been ranting and raving. People are thinking I'm off my rocker here for the last hour. But there are so many people out there that are looking for better lives and doing things to make their lives better, but also from time to time need a helping hand.
Yeah.
And right now we are at a point in this world, I'm not going to say country, but in this world where the headwinds are a lot stronger.
They're blowing.
Can you talk a little bit again about your mission personally and for Good News about how the world does become tighter, it becomes safer, it becomes a better place if we do link fingers and link arms and work.
You bet. So our mission is fulfilling needs at home and abroad through meaningful service opportunities. And, you know, we have our local programming, which helps people with durable medical equipment. So it's there for people actually of any economic class, but you have to have the need. And we want to be able to provide it for you in your time that you need it the most. And, you know, internationally, I was just telling you that we just learned in the last couple of days, of course, that our Denton Amendment program, where we ship humanitarian goods, has been shut down because it's a program of USAID. And, you know, I was really reflecting on that because it does affect our budget. So this next year, I'm going to have to find $6,000 to $8,000 more to go through a private shipping company. It's not the end of the world, Chad, for us, but it's an example of how nonprofits are being impacted right now, and their missions are being impacted because we have so many social service agencies. Just let's talk about the Wausau area. You know, we've got the women's community, we've got the Neighbor's Place, we have OLA, we have CASA. These are all groups that are helping the most vulnerable in our society. And a lot of them rely on federal government dollars. And so, you know, I'm scrambling for $6,000 to $8,000, and I can only imagine the budget effects this has on our local nonprofits and therefore the trickle down that it's going to have on our community.
You know, real fast, when you say $6,000 to $8,000 and you think about, and I don't know how many lives that $6,000 to $8,000 would affect, mm-hmm. but it does affect some lives. And when you think about the frankly, it's such small thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about these programs that were put together, and you think about USAID and what it's done over the years.
Yeah.
And these programs that have helped so many people, and just to come in with a machete, there's no thought behind it.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about the lives.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we usually say, you know, one of our humanitarian shipments affects about 1,000 people in the country we're shipping to. So, you know, the types of things we're sending are durable medical equipment, things that people don't normally have access to just, you know, enhance or better or make them more independent. It really does have an effect on not just the person needing the equipment now, but also their caretaker. Right. And it's very much a ripple effect.
Again, we're talking to Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project here on 98.9 WXCO. Let's get to our topic at hand
before we
run out of time.
I know, right?
And it was actually interesting because you sent me a note saying, okay, talk about this, and it's really interesting. Landfill fires.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Why is are landfill fires so interesting?
Well, it's interesting because our local landfill over in Ringgold, they experience about one fire a week. Mm-hmm. And the majority of them are caused by a tiny lithium battery. So think your cell phone lithium battery, you know, something that maybe was thrown carelessly in your household trash, you know, taken into the garbage truck, probably compacted potentially. So it not only has an effect on the landfill, but if it were to be compacted in the garbage truck, it can cause fires in the garbage truck. But say it gets all the way to the landfill, and then, you know, they're moving the debris around, and it gets crushed by a dump truck. It can start a fire, and the average cost to get rid of one fire is $15,000. So, you know, people can relate to the expense side of it. And so that's why, we want to talk about what's the value of that, but also what's the environmental impact on that, right? So not only for the folks that are working to put these out, you know, the disgusting smoke, if it gets into the methane tubing system, it can cost upwards of $250,000. So, you know, these large compactors and dump trucks, you know, they have to move soil around. First of all, they have to pinpoint where the fire is. They've got to dig it up. They have to move it, you know, outside of the landfill, and they have to get rid of it by putting tons of soil over it. So it's just a huge environmental impact, and we are only producing more and more lithium batteries.
Right.
It's a problem.
And it looks like this is a rollout this year. And you have some good partners as well.
Yeah. So the one of the ways Good News Project is trying to help address the Marathon County Solid Waste Facility, and you know, address those problems that they're having, is because we have an e-cycling program, we want to roll out the acceptance of household batteries on site. So normally we don't do that.
Right.
But we are positioning ourselves to, you know, get a container, get a couple scales that are specific to weighing batteries. We can use our same end recycler to ship them to. But it's a whole different process.
Right.
There's a lot that goes into it. You know, there's EPA standards, there's Department of Transportation standards, DNR.
And with those batteries, I mean, you talk about that, that last part of about those standards. Again, you think about that. You just think about a lot of layers. I mean, you think about that would be horrible for the environment.
Yes.
But then also the process of trying to recycle, it seems like it would be kind of complex from my lay point of view.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, most people have no idea about this. So not only are we going to try to get to the point of accepting batteries this year in 2025, but education is going to be key. So having these conversations so that people understand, it is so bad to throw a lithium battery in your household garbage. Don't do it. The ramifications of it downstream are truly awful.
What should people do?
They need to recycle it. They need to take it to a place that can handle it properly and make use and capture the reusable resources in it. Get rid of, dispose of it properly. So there are currently places that do that. You could go to Batteries, Bulbs, and More, which is out in Rib Mountain. And there's a charge for all of this. You have, you know, people, this is not an exciting thing to do for a business, just so you know. I mean, we're doing it more as a service than as, you know, this is not to make money.
No.
This is to respond to a need in our community. But the Marathon County Landfill also does accept batteries at their hazmat site, which is their containers right at the entrance.
And that's, it's much better for them to accept it there than to find it as part of a fire.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, like, just do the right thing. That's, you know, that's the moral of the story.
Can I ask a big picture question here?
Sure.
When it comes to the environment, and you see something like this, are we going to see more of this kind of issue as we go to the future, and that the focus on doing the right things is going to have to be even higher than it's been up to this point? A lot of people I know think they're doing as much as they can, but as technology continues to develop, this is an issue that's going to get bigger and bigger, isn't
it? I think there are, you know, there are examples from our history of where, you know, we're manufacturing or making something and we really don't understand the long-term consequences of it. Lead paint, for example.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that, of course, is a huge thing. And there are still repercussions from that in households. I feel like the development of lithium batteries, it's the same thing. You know, no one could foresee what the issues would be down the road of disposal. I was talking to someone yesterday, and he was talking about the electric vehicles in the South and how when one of the hurricanes went through, there were like 9,000 electric vehicles that were all of a sudden considered hazmat. So how do you get rid of, how do you deal with that?
I don't know.
I mean, we're not even setting ourselves up to accept large car lithium batteries.
Right.
We can't do that. You know, we're talking about household batteries, the things, you know, the rechargeable lithiums, cell phones, things like that. But we don't have the capability or the just the structure to accept larger things like that.
frankly, as we have 2 minutes to go.
Okay.
That's, again, something that if our government was focusing on the right things, you focus on how do we make this happen? How do we help groups like yourselves and other businesses that want to be part of the solution instead of taking away?
Yes. And how do we keep people healthy?
Yes.
Right?
Speaking of that, I know we both are trying to be healthier, and it's like,
oh my gosh.
And much of Central Wisconsin's going through it as well, but glad you were able to make it in our last minute. Anything else you want to kind of say or anything you want to remind people of?
1 minute. So we sent out a press release yesterday that our mobile help truck is going to be out in 11 rural communities starting the week of February 17th. So keep an eye out for that. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk about it once it's on the road.
Yeah,
and we've kind of experienced a couple weeks of, you know, of the new program.
Right.
But it's exciting for us to deliver to rural communities.
And again, how can folks find out more about the Good News Project?
Come to our website or come directly to our facility, and I will give you a tour personally.
There you go. So visit Christine at the Good News Project. Christine, always great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a time out, have our daily history lesson, give Ian his number for the day quiz, and wrap things up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. It is Wednesday, February the 5th of 2025. What did I say? Did I say 25th? February the 5th, 2025.
Yep, that's right.
I am losing my mind here. 36th day of this year, 329 days remaining. Let's talk a bit about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history.
Here we go.
On this date in 1972, President Richard Nixon ordered the development of a space shuttle program. On this date in 2002, a federal grand jury indicted John Walker Lind, the so-called American Taliban, on 10 charges, alleging that Osama bin Laden's network trained him and that he conspired with the Taliban to kill Americans. On this date in 2015, Radio Shack filed for bankruptcy. On this date in 2017, the New England Patriots won Super Bowl 51 in overtime. It was the first overtime game in Super Bowl history. And on this date, 5 years ago today, the U.S. Senate voted to acquit Donald Trump on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. A few famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Barbara Hershey, 77. Actor Christopher Guest, also 77. Former Saturday Night Live cast member Tim Meadows, 64. Actor Jennifer Jason Leigh, 63. Actor Laura Linney, 61. Former Saturday Night Live cast member Chris Parnell, 58. Actor Michael Sheen of Frost Nixon and the Twilight films, 56. Singer Bobby Brown is 56. Soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo turns 40. Actor Darren Criss of Glee is 38. Soccer player Neymar turns 33. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Special events. Feels like this day is every day recently. Disaster Day.
Yeah.
It is Chocolate Fondue Day. Shower with a Friend Day.
I also heard that one on the radio as I was driving. I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that one.
Weather Person's Day, as you reminded Brittany earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And World Nutella Day. I have no idea what that is.
Nutella.
Nutella.
I know I've heard that before, but I'm sure it'll come
to me. All right, let's move on. All right.
Yes.
Our number for the day quiz. Every weekday we wrap things up asking Ian Welsh to try to pick out our number for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We give him three choices based on the math. He should get one out of three right, 33%.
That's right.
So if it's above 33% for the week, he gets a passing grade. Below 33%, a failing grade. However, we want more than that.
Yes.
We want a winning week, which is 3 out of 5. His best ever week, which he matched last week, 4 out of 5. And still striving for the perfect week of 5 out of 5.
Today's a big one. I got to get this one right if I'm going to get a chance to get a successful week.
Yep.
Super Bowl of commercials, right?
Yep.
All right.
Our number for the day. How much does a 30-second commercial during Super Bowl 59 cost?
Okay.
So a 30-second commercial during Super Bowl 59 cost how much?
All right, what are my choices?
$3 million, $5 million, $7 million.
For 30 seconds? Jeez, that's already gone up. Okay. How much does a 30-second ad in this year's Super Bowl cost? $3 million, $5 million, or $7 million? Well, okay, don't overthink this, Ian. Just go with your gut here. Okay, I'm going to guess that a 30-second ad for the Super Bowl costs... You know, I'm going to say $5 million. I'm going to go with B, and it costs $5 million. It's my final answer. I'm sticking with it.
A 30-second commercial during Super Bowl 59 costs around... $7 million.
Oh, biggest number.
Though some brands have reported paying closer to $8 million. So
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Well,
the price of commercials has definitely gone up.
The pressure is now on.
Yes,
you have to get Thursday and Friday
to focus.
But you are good under pressure.
History has proven that.
Yes, it has. So
pressure is definitely high.
I'm not counting you out at this point.
Nope, not yet.
Have a good rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. See you tonight for the Big High School Sports Show.
That's a good reminder. 6 till 8 p.m., Big High School Sports Show, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up next, Matt Denaire on Air. Thanks for joining us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. All I need is a TV show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.